If you didn't get a chance to visit the Apostle Islands ice caves on Monday, you're out of luck. The caves are now closed after being open for just a day. It's Thursday, February 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a study is underway to find potential sites to build nuclear power plants in Wisconsin. And the State Assembly plans to wrap up its work for the year later today. That includes votes on two high-profile women's health bills. Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more. Built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music. Find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
It looks like the crowds of people who made their way to the ice caves at the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore on Monday will be the last, at least for this season. Remote cameras show the ice shelf that allowed access to the caves was broken up by a storm over less than 16 hours. Joe Moore is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth.
The images from yesterday showed a solid sheet of ice. On Monday, you can see the archived images of folks out walking on the ice caves. And today, the ice sheet is completely gone from the gale force winds we have out there, 40 to 50 mile per hour wind.
The ice caves opened for the first time in more than a decade on Monday. At least 2,500 people bought special passes to walk across the frozen lake to see them. The park closed access at the end of that day because of the coming storm. Moore says we're unlikely to have the kind of sustained cold weather needed for the return of safe ice conditions this winter. Assembly Republicans announced last night that they plan to vote on two high-profile women's health care bills today. As Anya Van Wagendonk reports, this comes after years of blocking the legislation.
Republicans negotiated behind closed doors for more than 5 hours. At an emotional press conference shortly before 10 p.m., they announced that they are advancing the bills. One would extend postpartum Medicaid access for up to a year. The other will remove out-of-pocket costs for supplemental breast cancer screenings. Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville said the major holdout had been Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Our speaker was fighting Speaker Voss. Did not support this position at first.
Lawmakers from both parties have tried to move these bills through multiple sessions, and Democrats had spent the day trying to force the issue through amendments. The legislation has already passed the Senate. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's rural superintendents are asking lawmakers to find a compromise on school funding and property tax relief before they adjourn for the year.
Over 400 districts in the state of Wisconsin have tried to go to operational referendum. That's indicative of a system that is absolutely broken.
The superintendents of six Sauk County school districts say Wisconsin families are struggling to pay for groceries, utilities, and health insurance, and public schools are facing the same pressures. Republican leaders sent a proposal to Governor Evers this week, which he rejected, saying it does not do enough for school funding. Republicans and Democrats in the state Senate have passed their version of a bill to fund Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN for the next year. As Rich Kramer reports, it's still not clear whether the Assembly will go along with the plan.
Wisconsin Eye ran out of money and went off the air late last year. It's been back on the air this month with a temporary infusion of state funds. Republican State Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin introduced a bill last week requiring Wisconsin Eye and any other takers to bid for the right to cover the state capitol. Initially, it included no money. On Wednesday, Bradley amended the legislation to include nearly $600,000 over 12 months, which won support from both parties.
I had great conversations with the minority leader this morning as well, and it's just awesome that we were able to get this done, and hopefully the Senate, the Assembly, will follow suit.
The Assembly passed its own bill to fund Wisconsin Eye with a unanimous vote last week. An identical bill needs to pass both chambers to get to the governor's desk. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Middleton High School student was taken into custody yesterday after police say the student brought an air pistol to school. Resource officers and Middleton police were alerted to a report of a person with a weapon at Middleton High School. Police and school officials say the student had a CO2-powered air pistol. The pistol is a realistic-looking replica firearm that shoots small metal pellets. While the air pistol is not capable of causing the same harm as a real firearm, school officials say the air pistol is not allowed on school grounds. There is no active threat to Middleton High School, its students, staff, or the community, according to police. That incident remains under investigation. This comes after an incident that happened in May of 2024, when a 14-year-old student was killed outside of Mount Horeb Middle School after pointing a weapon at police. That gun turned out to be an air rifle. Coming up, studies are being done to identify new nuclear power sites in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
We are your hosts of Wisconsin Weekend from WPR News.
Each week, our team works to uncover the stories and events that communities all over the state take pride in.
Our goal is to bring you closer to the unique perspectives and the traditions that make Wisconsin a great place to call home.
Along the way, you'll hear uplifting stories of neighbors in your community making a positive difference.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10.
The State Public Service Commission is partnering with UW-Madison to identify potential sites for nuclear power plants in Wisconsin. As Joe Schultz reports, Governor Tony Evers made the announcement during his State of the State address this week.
The Public Service Commission signed an agreement with UW-Madison's Department of Nuclear Engineering to start working on the study. The PSC says the study aims to identify locations that could host nuclear power and meet federal regulatory requirements. Paul Wilson chairs UW-Madison's Department of Nuclear Engineering. He says nuclear energy could help replace coal and natural gas plants.
There's a value proposition for nuclear energy to help us reduce our carbon footprint in the state of Wisconsin and secure our energy supply for the future.
According to the PSC, nuclear energy accounts for 16% of the state's energy generation. The Point Beach plant in Two Rivers is the state's only active nuclear facility. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, more first responders in Wisconsin are now carrying pet microchip scanners to help reunite lost animals with their owners. Evan Casey has more.
Firefighters with the Milwaukee Fire Department now have microchip scanners at all 31 stations in the city. Debo the Terrier visited Fire Station 30 on Wednesday to help with the announcement. If he were to ever go missing, anyone who found him could bring him to a fire station to get his chip scanned. Emil Rizvich is a president of the Friends of the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission.
The reunification is the end goal of this, to truly keep pets out of the shelter system.
The nonprofit Lost Dogs of Wisconsin has also donated around 100 scanners to police departments around the state. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. A winter weather advisory in effect through noon for Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, and Iron counties. Otherwise cloudy today with highs in the 30s and 40s. Another winter weather advisory in effect for several counties in southwestern Wisconsin overnight. That storm will move north overnight, dropping several inches of snow. Rain is likely in southeastern Wisconsin near Lake Michigan, with lows in the 20s and 30s overnight. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today is Courtney Everett. Don't forget to leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Of course, it helps other people find the show, and it helps people understand what we're about as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.